Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Death of Anton, written by Alan Melville, read by David Thorpe. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. Introduction. Alan Melville's Death of Anton is a lively whodunit in which murder stalks a travelling circus. First published in 1935, this is another lost gem from the golden age of murder between the two world wars, which has been rescued from oblivion by the British Library. The Greatest Show on Earth provides an engaging backdrop for an example of the grandest game in the world, to use a favourite phrase of John Dixon Carr, one of the finest practitioners of traditional detective fiction. Melville's brief contribution to the genre is much less celebrated by mystery fans than Carr's, but this story shows that his work does not deserve to be forgotten. The eponymous Anton and his seven Bengal tigers form the most fearless and sensational act in the history of animal training. And when Anton is found dead in a cage in the company of his tigers, the obvious assumption is that he has been mauled to death. Things are never so simple in a detective novel, however, and after Joseph Carey, the circus owner, invites Detective Inspector Minto from Scotland Yard to look into what has happened, it emerges that Anton was murdered by one of his enemies in the circus. But which one? Suspects include the man who takes over Anton's act, a trapeze artist, a clown, and Carey himself. Minto's methods are frequently unorthodox, as when he pretends to be a housing inspector. "Did you get the form? It's just a formality, you know. Housing Act of 1935. In order to gain access to suspicious premises. But he is decent and likeable. So is his brother, Robert, a Catholic priest, who provides him with a crucial lead as he sets about untangling a web of criminality, but is unable to disclose who has, under the seal of the confessional, admitted to killing Anton. Fresh dramas unfold, involving both the trapeze and the tigers, before justice is done. The story is told with a youthful exuberance, which is unsurprising, given that the author was still in his twenties. It tends to be forgotten that much of the best golden age fiction was written by young men and women. John Dixon Carr, for instance, was also in his twenties when his early crime novels were published, while Agatha Christie, Dorothy L. Sayers, and Anthony Barclay, the cream of the crop.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?